This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcast. Myself, Ed. That's Grant.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley Wenders. Joining the boys for the first time, off to a wonderful start.
Great work, mate. We had a lot on today. There was, are you an adult on an allowance, London?
Yes, I am. 32 years old. Got a debit card.
You spoke to Lily Allen about private jets. That was great.
She is such a legend. Can't wait for you guys to hear that.
And then Grant Denyer and I discovered that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj were two different people.
Wow, that was real news to me. And what a good throw of a shoe, quite frankly. Like, if you're going to throw a shoe, make sure you're on a red carpet, dressed to the nines, surrounded by paparazzi and burly security guards.
Launch that high heel. Have a great podcast, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
At 1 minute past six, happy Monday, everybody. Correct? That is myself, Ed Cavalli, and yourself is called...
Grant Denyer, I believe, last time I checked. Good morning.
Good morning, but we are not alone. We are joined in the studio by the lovely Ash London. Good morning, Lando.
Hello,
good to see you,
beautiful
mate.
Beautiful humans. It's wonderful to be back among lovely, happy, friendly, smiley faces.
Great to be here.
Won't. That's because it's the first minute of the show. The cutest way. Sit back and relax as the smiles drain away. No, we have good fun. Great to have you along.
Big shout out to Em. There's no way she's up. So she's happily cooking a baby and asleep, so more power to her.
That would have been the greatest Sunday in her life, I reckon, yesterday.
Imagine
just
that.
Not knowing. Just not having to get up in the morning.
You know what? She didn't set the alarm. She threw the whole phone out the window.
Don't need it.
See yous. More power
to her. Can you delete the clock app on your phone? That is, I don't think you can. What a show we have for you today. Every caller that gets on air today... Thanks, because tonight Cinebuzz members get 25% off Gold Class tickets at Event Cinemas. Book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply. Every caller we get on air today is going to win themselves a double pass to Gold Class at Event Cinemas. That's a welcome Ash London prize.
Mad for Gold
that
Class.
Is so good.
Do you know what? Actually, who cares? Who cares? 13 10 60. If you'd like to be the first caller
out
on air.
Out of control. There is. I'm looking at the run sheet, Ed. It does not say solicit for Gold Class winners.
It doesn't.
This is not what I signed up for. I signed up for order and for following the rules.
Well, bad luck, my friend. 13 10 60. If you'd like some Gold Class tickets. Let's come back because there is so much on. Serena Williams, Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, one other thing, Ed. Big weekend. On behalf of the Denyers, mate, I just want to thank you so much. All weekend, we've been singing Baby Shark in our house. And
Baby Shark.
And I want to kill you,
Baby Shark.
It's been 72 hours of this, Australia.
Have you not heard this, London?
I don't have kids, boys.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wait for it. Who else?
Grant, he's dancing along.
Who else is there?
You're a dead man.
Welcome to you, Ash London.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
And on 13 10 60, straight away, everyone we speak to on air today is going to win themselves free Gold Class tickets. Talise, you're up first. Congrats, Talise. You got
good
yourself
morning,
some.
Whoa. Guys. Whoa. Thank you.
Well played, Talise.
Good morning to Ash in the morning. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you so much, Talise from Campbelltown, you big legend. I'm happy to be here. How are you this full of energy this early, babes?
For the winning of Gold Class tickets, because I need these in my life.
Yeah, what are you going to go see?
I'm going to go see Ladies in Black, the good Aussie film.
Oh, Grant's got that video with the same title on his computer.
Hey, thank you, Talise. Come on.
Not true.
No need for that.
You just kick that chair back and you order as much food as you like and just enjoy yourself, silly.
Hang on a sec.
When you go to Gold Class to see the movie.
When you go to Gold Class.
Can you, is what he's referencing.
Why did you, invent the phrase enjoy yourself, silly?
Because that's what that whole Gold Class experience is all about. You order things that you otherwise wouldn't have if you're watching a movie at home, my friend.
What is your Gold Class order, friends? What do you have?
They have a tasting platter, which is everything fried in one, and you just
get past that.
Yeah, the little burgers as well.
It's just fried everything.
Little burgers and M&Ms.
Yeah, but it annoys. It annoys me that some people order the food towards the end of the movie, so the staff are clomping around in the just all get it at one time.
I agree with you.
No, and then you just gorge yourself like in the first 15 minutes.
That's
and then you
the
spend
point.
The rest of okay, and then you can't roll out of the chair.
Rebecca from Fairfield.
How are you?
Yeah, well played. You've got yourself some gold class tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to say a huge welcome to Ash London. You know, it's AFM. It's unreal. Number one radio station.
Number one in our hearts, Rebecca.
Number one. That's correct.
Now tonight, Cinebuzz members, they're getting the $25 gold class tickets at Event Cinemas. You book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply. But Rebecca, I understand that you've also been trying to get through for The Secret Sound.
I have been for weeks, and I believe I truly do know what it is.
Well, what we have in
but
the studio...
But I won't give out any hints because I don't want anyone to take my secret.
No, hang on, Rebecca. Just because we're feeling wild and crazy, we are going to allow you to have a guess at this time in the morning. Normally, we don't do it till 8. Yeah, it's up to 8.
Way. No, shut yes, the front door.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
Don't do that to us, Rebecca.
I strapped in then.
Oh, my God, I've got two thumbs sitting in my car on the way to work.
So what we have in the studio is Kimmy, our executive producer, who is also the adjudicator, who also provides the clue. Now, Ash London.
Yes.
Have you heard Kimmy's clue?
I haven't heard the clue, no.
Have you heard it, Rebecca?
I believe that it is stationary.
It's stationary related.
Ooh. That's correct. Yeah.
All right, here is the sound. What now, for $85,000, Rebecca from Fairfield, what do you think it is?
My heart is absolutely pumping right now. You have no idea. I believe that it is the lid of a highlighter texter.
Oh, snapping down.
Let's hear it one more time.
We do need more information.
Oh, yes. Do you mean like taking it off, Rebecca, putting it on?
Yeah,
when you click it on and off, the sound of it, because I work with highlighter texters all day at work.
She's
and
a pro.
When I hear that sound, I heard a lady last week, she did say a similar lid of a texter, but she never said a highlighter.
She did not say highlighter.
She did. She's
That's a different shape altogether and a different sound. You are right.
I love
That's
your
correct.
Process. Rebecca,
my heart is absolutely pumping right now. I hope to God that is the answer.
If you do it, let's just let Kimmy have it. She's all got her head in her hands. Kimmy, for $85,000, is Rebecca correct?
No.
Oh.
Close the front door.
Shut up.
And so likewise, I'm absolutely happy with those free tickets to Gold Class.
There you go.
But I will be trying throughout the day again.
I appreciate that. And I'll be trying to get a word in. Thank you, Rebecca. Lovely to have you with us. Welcome to you, Ash London. We play again. $85,000 at Secret Sound at 8 o'clock this morning. Grant Denyer. You've had some fun on the weekend.
Oh, did so. Went to the kids' school fair, which was, each year it's kind of gets a little bit bigger and bigger, and we kind of look forward to it, and my daughter, Sailor, definitely does. And it's a gorgeous little school. It's a cute, cute little country school. And we get there, and we thought, let's get stuck into the activities, guys. Let's just go hard.
How excited are you? Look at his face.
It was really good.
This jumping castle. Let's get on the jumping castle. Is there on the jumping castle?
Because you're allowed on,
Yeah. Because I'm below... The height of the rope, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
thanks. We're on the jumping castle, and there's this one kid that's just up, like face up against the wall. And I go, why isn't he jumping like the rest of them? And little Timmy's just there, just licking the wall.
No.
Like having a good go at it. Like,
Do you know, I reckon I know what that tastes like. When you said that sort of hard, rubber.
Yeah, like what a floaty tastes like.
Like what a
floaty. Yeah. Well, I think he thought it was like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or something, like that every different colour of the jumping castle was a different flavour, because I'd see him wander around to another spot and just... I'd just have a good lick. I go, mate, you're not getting the principle of the jumping castle right here, my friend.
The licking castle's over there.
And then
adults
we went past the cow pat bingo, which was good fun. Oh. Cow pat bingo is where...
What's cow pat?
Yeah, you put like a cow in a pen, and then you write on the ground with paint, like that's numbers 1 to 100. And then you get to the draw, like you pay $5 to get your number, and if the cow does a cow pat or a poo on your number,
what?
You get the prize.
How do people always try and get number 2? That is a fantastic game, by the way.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. Never heard of that in my life.
You've never seen a bunch of people hanging off a fence screaming in anticipation for this terrified cow to drop one.
We should get
it in fear more than anything.
We should get the cash cow to do that. Could we get... Sorry, I interrupted.
Do they feed the cow specific things beforehand to make it
fully
sure
loaded up? It's fully loaded up before the event. So, yeah, otherwise that could go all afternoon.
Okay.
And then when we go over to the Dodgem cars, right, there was Dodgem cars there, which is pretty hectic. And my little daughter loves to steer. Like, we have a long driveway. I let her drive in the car and turn the wheel. And then she sees, you know, the bloke who, when you get stuck, you know, when you can't go backwards and the attendant comes along and hops on the back.
Yeah.
She noticed he'd put a foot down on the ground.
Oh no.
And she was like, I saw her eyes just go like dinner plates. And she could see not just another bumper car that she could bump, but a human.
Wow.
She diverted her course away from the other cars to see old mate who's got his foot on the ground on the back of someone else's bumper car. Bam! Straight into the back of the leg. He collapses into our Dodgem car. So there's now three of us in there.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Holding this guy who's like across both of our arms while he's kicking and flailing and screaming while Sailor's like got this maniacal laugh. As she drives off.
She
and
is.
Refuses to stop.
No, no,
your
she.
Your daughter's a psycho.
That's kind
everyone at the studio is looking at me like nodding.
This is a warning sign?
Yeah.
So what about the performance? Tell us about the performance.
So then we got to the kids on the band stage and we thought, oh, look, here's a nice little track, boys light up. Nice Aussie classic.
Right.
Yes. What, playing to the audience, loving this. And then I heard the line, hopes are up for trousers down. And I went, I don't know if this song is actually for 10-year-olds who are playing it. Yeah, this is and when they got to this bit, I got really concerned. Do you know this bit?
Uh-oh.
Mother's
little hellbot is coming
out for more. Strategically positioned. Here we go.
So,
I don't know if you know the history of that song, my friends, but that is a song about a woman removing a vibrator from her bedside drawer, watching the midday show on TV and having the time of her life.
Wow.
And I said, kids, it's time to go. There's a tribute to NWA next. Let's get out of here.
Time for the feed.
Better believe it is.
Are you ready?
The feed.
Ooh, I like that. All right, so we all remember back in 2015, I believe it was, the MTV Video Music Awards. Kanye West got the Vanguard Award, which is like the big one of the year. It's for someone who's made a lot of videos pretty much. And he surprised us, but not really, with this huge announcement.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
That's right.
2020 is getting very close. It's a year and a couple of months away. So it seems like Kanye has not given up on his vision. He's just delayed it for a couple of years. Okay. Over the weekend, he tweeted four numbers. 2024.
Ah.
So he's just put it off.
Still in the game, guys.
Still in the game, but he needs some more time.
But 2024, which is, I thought it was 2024, which is the number of days he's been held captive by the Kardashians.
No, I will not have a bad word said about the Kardashians on this show. So he's friends with John Legend, who's also very famous. And John said, yeah, he's actually serious. He said it multiple times. I think he's serious. He's never told me anything about what party I think he'd run as an independent.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? You know what? I'm kind of here for it.
Oh, he'll get votes.
He will definitely get votes.
This is America. Ronald McDonald could get a few votes.
Exactly. All right.
This is very true.
Up next, do you guys watch The Bachelor?
Do I ever?
Obviously. So the Honey Badger, as we know, he lives in Manly. And do you know who else lives in Manly?
Who?
Jess Hasler.
Des Hasler's I know who that is. That is the Sea Eagles coach.
Yeah, former.
Former. Come on, give me a point.
Yeah, well played. Yes.
Well done. Okay. Nice one. Yeah.
Also living in Manly is Cass. This is the girl from the house we know.
Oh, no.
We don't want to use the word stalker.
No, we don't use that word.
That word has been thrown around. This is what's happened over the weekend, causing many fans to think maybe they're together. They've both checked in to the same health-based restaurant Dolce Terra Manly.
What?
A couple of hours apart.
Oh, hang on, hang on, hang on. A couple of hours.
Not even at the same time.
Yeah, but on the same day, Grant, didn't you? I mean, come on.
As well as 150 other diners.
There's lots of restaurants in Manly.
There is, but who dined first, him or her?
Well, I did check this, and I was I felt pretty sad sitting on my Instagram looking up
the right
people.
Thing to do.
She was there first, and then he was there. But he could have done the thing where you do a story, save it.
Yeah.
And then post it later because he doesn't want people to know where he is
in
real time.
Are you saying that either they're together or that she's following him?
I'm saying one of those things is definitely absolutely.
She's the one with the dream diary.
Exactly.
I love her.
And finally, we all remember Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards. They were married for a while.
That's right.
She's now gotten remarried. We only found out about this wedding 2 days before it happened. Oh. And guess who's reportedly invited?
Not Charlie.
Charlie Sheen. Oh, she's really? Invited the ex, which I think is very grown up and very respectable. Boys,
that's
don't
good.
You agree?
Is he back? Is he back on track these days though?
Hang on, which track?
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
Devin. Yes, it's time for Alpha Bucks Kids. And Grant Denyer, who have you got for us today?
10-year-old Alessia from Croydon Park is now on the phone and ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks. You there, Alessia?
Yeah, hello.
Woohoo!
Alessia, you're a legend. And we understand you're a big fan of a particular sport. What are you into?
Soccer.
Get it, girl.
Oh, good on you. And you want to be a Matilda one day, Alessia?
Yes.
You'd be great. All right, here we go, Grant Denyer.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions, Alessia. All your answers must start with the letter F today. So F for fun. For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Alessia, your letter is F. Here we go. Name a day of the week.
Friday.
A boy's name.
Fred.
Something you eat for breakfast.
Food.
A sport.
Football.
A movie.
Pass.
A utensil you eat with.
Fork.
A month of the year.
Friday. February.
An animal.
Frog.
Something you find in the kitchen.
Fork.
Something that smells.
Fragrance.
A movie.
Fragrance.
Good, great effort, Alessia.
Whoa, what a machine.
$700.
Yay!
Thank you.
And thank you for saying something nice at something that smells with starts with F.
I was wondering where that was going to go. You played it well, Alessia. Enjoy the money.
Yeah, I will.
Don't let your parents get their filthy mitts on it, Alessia, between you and me. It's your money. You earned it, babes.
Oh, I hear my...
Well, unless they can invest it wisely and grow it for her. You never know.
Bitcoin. Thank you, Alessia. It is 7 minutes past seven. Serena Williams. We'll talk about this next. Mm. We see everyone see it this morning. She's blown up at the US Open. She's blaming sexism for her loss. She's called the umpire a thief.
Ooh, that's big fighting words.
My question is to you guys, is tennis the brattiest sport there is?
It's a very good question.
From the juniors to the seniors to the professionals, is tennis the brattiest? Actually, you let us know what you think. 13-10-60. Is tennis the brattiest ever sport? It is 7:08 today FM. So, Serena Williams, the greatest ever female tennis player, possibly the greatest ever any gender,
player.
Really, for the amount of things that she's won.
Yep.
Serena Williams fined for code violations during the US Open Finals. She lost, and she's now been fined $17,000 for code violations. So, there was a racket smashing, and then there was the tirade.
Yeah.
So she was being accused. The umpire had docked her a point for being coached. He said the coach was in her box, and he was coaching her during the game, Grant Denyer.
So he was doing what a coach does and is supposed to and is paid for.
I didn't know that wasn't.
I didn't realise you weren't allowed to do anything from the box. So why are they there?
You're allowed to support, but you're not allowed to coach. And he said after that, yeah, of course I was coaching, but we all coach.
Oh,
so that's his angle. That's
he's like, everyone's doing it.
We're all doing it.
Okay.
Now, not happy. Take it away, Serena. Have a go at the umpire.
You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter and a
watching me. And you owe me an apology.
You're taking
you
a point away.
You're a thief, too.
Careful, Russian. Verbal abuse.
And now.
Mrs. Williams.
Ooh, verbal abuse.
You're a thief, too.
She called him a thief. Why is she bringing her daughter into it? What's being a mother have to do with anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought.
I think she's trying to say she sets an example for the rest of the world, including my daughter. I don't cheat.
Because that's what I do. When I'm looking for role models, I go straight to tennis players. do you know who my role model is?
Tell me.
Bernard Tomic.
What a guy.
This is the all-time classic Bernard Tomic crab.
Yeah. I just count money. That's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys. Bye-bye.
I can say this because I'm Lebanese, but that's just such a classic WOG outlook. Like, I'm doing it for the cash. Get off my back.
I love that Serena goes to motherhood and Tommy goes to millions. I love that. So is tennis the brattiest sport?
Well, when we look at the players past and present, we look at people like Kyrgios, people like Tomic.
Yes.
And you guys were just saying McEnroe before has had some, you know, on court spats.
But even this is not even Serena's like only time. Like she threatened to shove a ball down an umpire's throat once and got fined 10 grand. That's hectic, man.
Which is nothing for her. 10 grand.
Yeah, she could just pay that in cash in the moment.
It's in her back pocket under her little
where
like,
they keep the ball.
Dress that she wears.
Now, Michelle from Glenwood, you're a tennis player. Is it the brattiest sport?
No, I don't believe so. I think everyone is human beings and we can blow up in our own way. Mm-hmm. And she reacted the same way everyone would.
Really?
Yeah.
You called him a thief because
that's not a real nasty word, I don't think.
What would you have said to the umpire? We can beep it. No, don't do that, Michelle.
Michelle, I feel like it's got something to do with the fact that it's not a team sport. So tennis is something that from a young age, kids are carted off, often spent a special, went, they go to special schools, one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. They don't have to learn about teamwork and looking out for others, like, and the pressure is on.
Like single child syndrome.
Exactly.
Quite the opposite of the teamwork thing. Thank you, Michelle. Now, Gold Class tickets. Everyone we speak to today on air is going to get themselves Gold Class tickets. I myself once had an outburst.
Ed Cavalier, I'm disappointed.
Playing in an under-10s tournament at a school holiday camp in St. Ives, and my cousin was my coach, and I lost in the first round. The umpire was a thief, and he knows that. Some of the calls that day were disgusting.
Any time I've ever had a blow up on the court was when I tried to jump the net after winning a game and my toe got stuck and space slammed. And then I stormed off and never played again.
The beautiful Ash London is with us. Now, Lundo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're talking about adults who are on an allowance.
Yes. What kind of losery 32-year-old who's married and has a great career would be on an allowance? That would be me.
Oh, you are.
It's gotten pretty bad. Yeah.
So this is...
I'm not alone in this, surely.
Right, now, we're also doing free Gold Class tickets today for everyone we speak to on air. I love this. I love this stuff. I got two mates that are on an allowance. Yeah. So 131060, are you an adult that is on an allowance, which is your partner gives you a certain amount of money per month?
Yeah, and I can explain. I mean, trust me, I can redeem myself. I'll explain, and you're like, oh, I get it, Ash. I mean, it's not embarrassing you're 32 and you're on it. It's not embarrassing. Like, we don't look at you and think you're a loser.
Is it a Dolomite account that you're on?
Is there one person in your relationship who is controlling the finances and putting the other on an allowance? 13, 10, 60.
I'm not over the Dolomite. No, that's funny, Grant. That's good.
At 24 minutes past 7. On 13, 10, 60, we're talking about adults that have been put on an allowance. Now, your wonderful husband, AB, has...
Look, I got married in May this year. Stop bringing it up. It's embarrassing. Yes, I am a newlywed. And look, budgeting wasn't something I learned to do growing up.
Okay.
And I've, you know, been an independent woman, been living out of home since I was about 19 years old. Never really mastered the money thing. Just pretty much just spend what I earn.
Great.
I then met Adrian, who is the complete opposite of that. Pays bills on time, owns
house. What a weirdo.
I know, right? I just wait till my phone gets disconnected and then, oh, crap. Need to pay my bill. So what happens is we have these budget check-ins, and we recently had a budget check-in where he made me do one of the most soul-destroying things I've ever done, which was export from our bank account all of my spending for 2 months and then categorize each transaction.
No. Wow.
Add up the categories just so I was aware of how much I was spending.
So just how, trying to show you how you're proportioning your money
away.
And what were some of the larger categories?
Just takeaway food.
Gorman. Yeah.
Lots of Gorman, which is an Australian brand that I buy. In my head, I'm spending $200 a month on takeaway food. And then once we did the figures, look, let's just say it was a lot more than that.
So I thought
he's just going to say, hey, babes, love ya, rein it in. That is not what happened. The credit card got taken off me.
Oh.
I was then given a debit card, a 12-year-old, with a limit on it. The card was then linked to a thing called Pocketbook, which is an app on my phone that then categorizes that spending. And then once a week, we sit down and we have a little check-in to see how we're going.
A little debrief. Yeah, that sounds like a fun Friday for you guys.
It is completely demoralizing, Grant Daniel. But here's the thing. I'm kind of loving it now because it's a bit of a challenge. And I should say for everyone at home thinking that's sexist, no. We earn the same amount. It's my money. Yes. I'm happily doing it because the feeling of going to bed every night knowing that I am being a better person has actually been a great thing.
And you can afford to live the next week. Yeah.
I can do that.
And as you said to me a little earlier, you're saving money so that you can go and buy.
Yeah, look, I am whittling away the extra bits into a secret account so that I can just
have a bit of
a YOLO at the end of the month. And if he says, where did that bag come from? I'll say, Mum bought it for me.
Present. Secret accounts. What line was that in your vows?
Don't bring up the vows.
Don't be like that.
Come on, mate.
Now, Hannah, who else is on an allowance? Hannah from Glenhaven. Hannah, who's on an allowance?
My dad.
Yep. Now, who's chucked him on that? Your mum?
My mum, and he has this special pink card that he uses, so he knows that that's the card that he can use.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And does your mum put the money on it regularly?
Yeah, so once a week, maybe on a Sunday night, she'll work out what he's doing for the week, because he works away from Monday to Friday. Mostly it's just for beer. Let's be honest.
The pink beer card. That'll go down well. Thank you, Hannah. Gold Class movie tickets for you. Sharon in Penshurst. Who's on an allowance?
My husband.
Yeah. Now
he just spends wildly, so he gets money when he asks for it.
Is it ridiculous purchases, just crazy, ludicrous items?
Well, it's just he doesn't even know. He's like, I don't know what I spent it on.
Sharon, I get it.
I just took everything off him, and now he has to ask for money.
Now, does he ask when he's at the checkout or before he's going to buy something?
No, before. So he'll be like, I need to get bread and milk today. Can I have some money?
What do you say?
I will give him money for that.
Does that affect your relationship? Does that affect the dynamics of an adult relationship?
Well, there was no other way of doing it, and he has now got used to it.
Yeah.
He comes with it, and he was the one who wanted to organise our money, and I was like, well, we can't organise it unless you rein it in.
I love it when people bring something up and they get smacked down.
Yeah.
Two of my mates are on allowances.
From their partners?
Yeah, and one of them called her up and said, I need some money for shoes. And she's like, you've got shoes. What do you really want? He goes, I want to put a bet on a horse.
Well, you can go get a paper round after school then.
Yeah, good luck
to you, young man.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
This is the headline. Wigs pulled, shoes thrown, a wild skirmish between rappers Cardi B and Nicki Minaj at New York Fashion Week. Now, Grant, you and I have both had the same thing. We don't know the Cardi B backstory. So if you, in 25 seconds, Ash London, musical expert, what is the Cardi B story?
Cardi B was a stripper who was famous on Instagram for just being her funny self.
Okay.
She then pivoted into rap. Mm-hmm. Her debut single, this would have been about maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Debut single, Bodak Yellow, went to number one on the US chart, stopped Taylor Swift's big return from hitting number one. She is absolutely huge. A lot of people do do compare her to Nicki Minaj, but they are very different boys. Mm-hmm. Nicki's been doing this for about a decade. Okay. Her first big spot was on Monster with Kanye West.
Okay.
She's had a couple of albums, a bit more established.
So I've got to be honest, I thought they were the same person
for a
while.
Okay. So did I, bro. And in case people are having trouble with this,
yes.
Grant and I are your casual rap fans. Mm-hmm. We still think House of Pain's coming back. So jump around if you're wondering. So this is Cardi B. Not too long ago, I was dancing with dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where okay. The other girl you meet is too gazy. That's
a track with Maroon 5, Girls Like You.
And here is Nicki Minaj. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my,
you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your two very different songs.
You can see why we're confused. That's very similar.
It's just two girls rapping. They sound very, very different.
Oh, I would say similar styles. Similar topic of song as well.
Didn't you? A rap guru all of a sudden. Interesting.
Thank you. I'm glad you've noticed.
The only person whiter than Eminem, Grant Denyer. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was actually there.
What?
When the scuffle took
place. Where was my plug? Where was my invitation?
Look, I can't invite everyone to the Harper's Bazaar Icons of Fashion Week.
How did you make it back?
You usually get a plus one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, but I made it back.
Red
for the
Eye Home.
I was there when the scuffle and the shoe throwing took place. Would you like to hear my exclusive report for Today FM?
Please, I can't believe you.
Take it away, Ed.
Yes, this is Today FM's Ed Cavalier reporting from New York Fashion Week. There's Nicki Minaj. And there's Cardi B. Oh, no, there's a scuffle. A scuffle's broken out between them. Cardi B has thrown a high-heeled shoe. It's hit Nicki Minaj in the chest. And one of her boobs is deflating.
So that was a shocking injury. Afterwards, I spoke to Nicki Minaj. She had this to say.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Time for the secret sound. 13-10-60 if you want the 85... Stop
she
it.
She sounds like Austin Powell.
Do you know who threw a shoe?
Who?
My auntie Alisa, who's Lebanese, she threw a shoe at Tony Abbott once.
Oh. Yeah. What? That was famous.
Yeah, no, she's not the famous shoe thrower. At another event afterwards.
Okay.
But an event on the street.
Holding a shoe. Oh, some press conference. She's very angry. She had every right to be.
All right. More of that next. 13-10-60 if you'd like to play the $85,000 secret sound. Today FM's secret sound. What's that sound? What's that sound? At 8 minutes past eight, $85,000 up for grabs. Myself, Ed, Grant's here. Ash London's in the house.
Yeah.
Ash London is convinced, Grant, that she knows it.
I know it.
Well, see, you know what we need at this particular point of the competition? Yes, it's at $85,000, but we need a fresh set of ears.
Yeah.
A renewed approach to this.
Or do you just need the answer from me?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a killjoy if I came in on my first day and just guessed the secret sound, took the
Sydney
money.
Sydney will hate you.
Went to Italy. YOLO, I'll be in Italy. I won't even Sydney who, Sydney what.
So, Kim, our executive producer, who guessed the secret sound a couple of weeks ago, she's now become the adjudicator and the giver of clues.
Okay.
Go on.
It's stationary related, Ash.
That's her clue.
Okay, well, my guess.
All right, for 85. Here's Ash London. For $85,000, yep. Ash, what do you believe the sound to be?
Well, I have had bad ears since I was a kid. There was operations. I've always got fluid in my eustachian tubes. So every time I swallow, this exact sound is in my ears. It's like that when I swallow.
So your
that is the sound.
Your guess is it the sound that's made internally in your own head?
Correct. When I swallow.
Kim?
It's stationary related.
Well, sometimes I will be cutting a piece of paper or writing in my journal
as I
swallow and the noise happens. Give me the cash, Kim.
No.
I'm sorry, we have to move on. Sarah from Macquarie Fields, I'm assuming your answer is not internal.
No.
What do you believe the secret sound to be? 85 grand.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I believe it could be a label maker when you're putting the cartridge into a label maker.
That's a good.
That's a great.
We have had label maker before. You've just added a little bit. It's
the cartridge.
Detail.
Cartridge.
It's incorrect.
Good try.
Sorry,
incorrect.
Sarah.
Let's move on to Lisa from Camden. Lisa.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God. How dedicated are you to the secret sound?
I am so dedicated. I am driving all my workmates nuts. My husband and children absolutely insane with I have to get through to the radio station every time the cue to call comes on.
And have you recorded the secret sound and playing it to yourself?
this time I have, yes, over the weekend I recorded it and I kept playing it and I played it to my husband and he's quite convinced that I might be onto something, but hey, who knows?
Here he is. Now he's on board.
You've spent the money in your head, haven't you? This is what it sounds like to me.
I have over and over.
Okay, yeah. So here it is, $85,000. Lisa, what do you believe it is?
I think it's pushing a pin into a corkboard. Please say yes.
That's a very good guess.
Is it, Ash?
I reckon it's a great
Lisa from Camden, you are incorrect. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry about that. But listen, keep trying. All the incorrect guesses, todayfm.com.au. Everyone we speak to on air today, so including you, Lisa, getting free tickets to a double pass at the Gold Class at Event
That's
Cinemas.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Well done. Hey, tonight, Cinebuzz members.
Sure, it wasn't printed in the pin board.
Yeah. It's a $25 Gold Class tickets at Event Cinemas. Book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply.
Through the paper and then into the court. See, like,
Lundo, Ash.
Not even close.
Ash London's now doing guesses.
Like, sticking a pen through the piece of paper near them.
Well, what if that happens to be the guess now?
No, I'm saying the cork ball because you pin it through into the.
Incorrect.
Are you sure, Kim?
Incorrect.
I wanted to win
No.
it.
No.
Sorry, guys.
All right, so we've had two guesses from Ash London. One is an internal ear thing, and one is done live on the radio. So she's here to help people.
Ed Grandad, Ash London is here, and Ash London as our musical expert. That is the wonderful Lily Allen, and we're about to hear a chat that
now,
you had with Lily Allen.
Usually up until today, I do the night show, which means I'm at work till 10 p.m., so I very rarely come in early I'm not coming in at 10. It's 12 hours before I have to go to work. But Lily Allen, I love Lily Allen. So I came in at 10 o'clock in the morning to chat to Lily.
Great. Here we go.
Welcome back to Australia, Matey Moo. So happy to see you back here looking heaven.
Oh, thank you. It's really great to be here. I love Australia.
And we love you back. How are you feeling? Because I've seen you around a lot. I imagine it's tiring.
You know what? It's great though. It's nice. It gets a little bit repetitive, you know, like everyone just keeps asking the same questions, but, you know, it's to be expected. People want to know.
It's true. So. They want to know. Is there anything that you are just like, you wish someone would ask you about one day and everyone just overlooks? I don't know.
No, not really. I can't think of it. I'd be a terrible interviewer. I'd do exactly the same. I'd be like, what's your greatest inspiration?
What? Have you ever had to do it? Have you ever been put in that situation? Because they do that sometimes where they get artists to like interview artists or whatever.
Have I ever done that? Yeah, I think I have a couple of times for radio in the UK. But they've always put the questions in front of me, you know. I'm a bit of a live wire, so everyone's like, don't move
away from the script. But people know you're a live wire. It's part of the Lily Allen effect, right? Surely, you know, like some artists, like they're so closely managed because their management are so worried. But I imagine that the team you've got around you are like, nah, she's just going to do what she wants to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I actually could listen to how our managers talk to other artists. I wonder what it is, whether it's like people just, I don't know. I just never, I never had media training. I was offered it right at the beginning. I probably should have taken it.
Who knows? If you'd had media training, you might have just disappeared into obscurity because people were like, she's saying the same shit as old mate.
I'm just really happy to be here.
I love Australia.
You guys are so sweet.
So knowing what you know now, because you've been doing this for so long, you've been on the road, you've released, you know, three albums before this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a conscious decision where you go, okay, this time around, I'm going to be more this way, or I'm going to be more careful to do this, and that's going to help me attack this craziness of the next year? Or are you just going into this gone YOLO?
When I had my kids and went into doing the Jesus album, I was like, you know, I'm a pop star. I need to be a pop star. I need to be on the radio. I need to sell millions of records and I need to be at the front row of all the fashion shows and blah, blah, blah. I fell apart, you know. It hit me really, really badly when things didn't work out. But, you know, I wanted to write like, you know, connected music for people that went through similar experiences or, you know, had lived similar life to me and, you know, grew up in London and, you know, I don't know, just the people that have kind of grown up with my stuff. But I wanted to do it coming from a real place rather than like a big all frills, you know, pop star place. Yeah.
kind of a lame question to ask, but I'm obsessed with the idea of chartering flights. And I saw a photo on your Instagram of you at Gothenburg Airport, which sounds so badass, first of all. But yeah.
Can I tell you a really funny thing about that?
Yeah. Please.
So you know how people are always posting pictures of them, or like, you know, pop stars posting pictures of themselves on private jets?
Like no big deal standing out the front,
So actually that picture that you're talking about had like this really grotty logo along the side of it that said like Fly B or something. And me and my friend Cora like sat there on the plane like photoshopping the whole thing out to make it look like it was a private jet. It's so sad. Such losers. I was like, we can't. It's got a massive big pink Flybe logo on the side of it. It does not look cool. She was like, I know. Okay, we'll just.
At least it wasn't Ryanair or EasyJet or something. Like, it's still.
It
really, you know.
It kind of was like Ryanair or EasyJet.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Well, that's a much better response than otherwise. Like, so let's wrap up the plane chat. You've made my day.
A 24, Lily Allen flying on
dodgy private planes. This proves the point that Instagram is fake. Don't buy into the BS, guys.
Even the private jets aren't what they seem.
Private jets. I love it when a rapper like takes a photo from the website, you know, of a private jet company and goes, hi guys, just rolled up to my plane in my Escalade. It's just a file shot.
Was it Soldier Boy that got caught doing
Lil
it?
Bow Wow.
Oh, Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, there you
Busted.
Go. Currently middle-aged. Bow out, so not as catchy. It's Genuine Pony. Yes, she's playing at R&B Fridays Live. What a concert that's going to be at 8:30.
No one calls it a concert. Concert's not a cool word. You say gig.
That's the voice of Ash London telling me that a concert.
It's a gig. Concert is like something old people say, like, oh, I'm going to go to the Justin Bieber concert.
All right, then I'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yo, some homies and I are going to the let me finish. Sorry. Some homies and I are going to the Andre Rieu gig.
See, you've made it sound cool. You're welcome.
Time for this.
Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalese. Get back on the horse. Escape to the Everest Carnival at Devonley Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rose Hill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
This is great. If you've got a family member or a friend that needs to get back on the horse to get back out there, this is the chance for it. You get $1,000 cash. You get tickets to the Devonley Wines Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill Gardens. And this morning we're joined by Jane from Miranda. Hi, Jane.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Really good. Now, you saw this, and who did you think of?
Oh, definitely my sister straight away. Love it a bit.
No. You do. Now, how often do you see your sister?
every day. People think we're a bit weird. We work together and we lunch together every day. But, yeah, she's not only my sister. She's definitely my best friend.
That is so cute.
That's gorgeous.
That's lovely. Now, your sister is called Angela, and she's had quite a lot of life change happening in the past 18 months. What's happened?
She has. So she she knew her partner, you know, kids growing up, and then just before she turned 18, they started going out and they were together for just nearly 24 years, got married, had three kids. As the relationship went on, you know, things started drifting apart. They separated a couple of years ago, got back together, trying to do the right thing, work through it for the kids, and then it just realised that it wasn't the right thing for them. So they've been separated for a while now. Okay. And she's just gone through this transformation. She's turned 40. She's separated. She's single for the first time in her adult life. And she's just lost 35 kilos. But I just can't seem to get her out of this little rut that she's in. She just doesn't see herself as this beautiful, fabulous, you know, awesome 40-year-old. And she's just, I think she needs to start living life a little and, it's also this a selfish thing. I want to hang out with her a bit more as well outside of the work lunches.
That's very nice. Now, Angela's on the line. Hi, Angela.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you? Because you didn't know why you were coming on the radio today, but that was so nice what Jane said about you.
No, I'm sitting here shaking like a leaf, wondering what the hell she's getting me into. She really is the best sister. I'm so lucky to have her.
Oh, my, she loves you so much. You can hear it when she talks about you. But look, you guys were together for 24 years, and it's been a while since you've dated before, and it's daunting,
isn't
it?
Got my old plates on. Oh, God, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, guys, this is perfect. What we want to do, we want to give you tickets to go to the Debortley Wines Golden Rose Day at Rosehill Gardens and $1,000 cash for both of you.
Yay!
Young, you ladies.
Thank you.
Oh,
no getting out of now, Ange. We're out on the town. Girls' day out.
Now, Angela, I'm a girl, so I can say this. I'm looking at a photo of you, darling. You look ridiculous.
She looks good.
You look absolutely amazing. What a hottie. Wow, well done. Working hard to get healthy. Oh, man. So hot. Love that high pony. You're a darling. Be encouraged.
Oh, thank you, Ash.
Just do me a favour. If you're at the races and a man comes up and says, "Hello, I'm Shane Warne," you've got to keep walking. Angela suggests keep walking. Now, escape to the Everest Carnival at Debordley Wines, Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. If you're hearing the story of these two beautiful sisters and thinking, "I know someone who needs to get back on the horse," then please register at todayfm.com.au. Coming up, we've got the feed, Ash London, some big entertainment and news stories from you, including Instagram releasing a guide for parents about how much their children should be on Instagram. And you'll never believe that Instagram thinks they should be on it all the time.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Are you ready?
The feed.
All right, here we go, boys. Mel B and Zac Efron, two names we know well, but perhaps two names we wouldn't necessarily put together in a romantical sense.
Stop it. They're together?
Well, we have sources, Grant, and we know that when a source says something, it's got to be true. So apparently they shared a night of passion after flirting on a dating app. Now, I would guess
that... Hang on, what are celebrities doing on dating apps?
Well, it's a specific app called Raya. Yeah.
Yes.
And you have to be referred and then approved
to
get onto it.
Can I tell you a story? So the two guys I know that are in LA... Grant,
Ash Williams has got to be on Raya.
He can't get on. two of my friends that are actors in Los Angeles, one of them more successful than the other... And they both tried to get on Raya on the same day. And the guy that was more successful got rejected. And the guy that was less successful got on. And they still argue about it. Might have been more stuff than you.
But he's one a lot better looking, like traditionally.
Let's move on.
Okay. So
what's the age difference?
Between Mel B, it's got to be.
That's got to be
years.
15, yeah.
I would say,
easy.
Yeah, Mel B be in her mid 40s and Zac Efron will be my age.
He's got to be 18 by now.
He looks 18. So they were flirting on an app, and then Zac welcomed her to his LA home. Ooh. She said he's got an amazing body. He's 30 years old, it says here. And they only saw their time together as a one-night thing. She's a single gal now. She's she's getting back on the horse.
Yes, she is, so to speak.
Just like Angela, who we spoke to earlier.
Is horse referring to his body?
Oh, don't be like that.
All right, carry on.
Come on, respect. Some respect,
wow, Grant. Terrible.
And this is a really interesting one. We all know that Instagram is ruining teenagers' lives. It's ruining my life when I'm 32 because I'm addicted to the bloody thing. Well, Instagram has released their parents' guide to Instagram. Now, when you hear that, you'd think, they're telling them, monitor your kids' use. Don't let them on it too much. Wait till they're older. That is literally the exact
responsible
opposite.
Stuff.
None of it. You'd think that, Grant, but instead...
I've got it in front of me. Question. Does Instagram have a minimum age? Instagram. Yeah, it's at 13, which is similar to other online services, but a lot of younger people use it as well.
Yeah.
So what are we saying?
It says we don't ask them to specify their age.
Yeah.
So if they want to just lie about it, they can...
That's not good.
And this is the bit that really grinds my goat. They says, there's a risk of social marginalisation for kids who are not allowed to socialise in this way. So they're saying, if you don't let your kid go on Instagram, they're going to get bullied.
They'll have no friends. You'll be Harry, no friends. But it's weird. Like, they're saying that the account should be public because that's part of the fun. And the problem with public is that anyone can access your child. And one bad experience can change your child forever. So why would you say that?
Absolutely.
It's like the old smoking ads. 7 out of doctors say it's good for you. Seven out of ten doctors. Thank you, Instagram.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.